Hey, everybody. Welcome to Radio Leverett. This is Season 9, Episode 12, and we just finished recording our Patreon-only show, which you can get if you're a Patreon member. Go to patreon.com/Tim Andrews and watch us watch Remote Control, Part 2 of Remote Control from 1988. And boy, is it easy.
I would have won the trip to the Bahamas.
You would have won the trip to the Bahamas. We are working on getting a Remote Control contestant from that era, too. His name is Rich, and we'll find out if he won or not. He'll join us in the movie theater or the screening room, whatever we want to call it. But hey, welcome. Hope everybody had a good week. We are glad to talk to you. Hope you guys all had a good week. Did you have good weeks?
Yeah. It was a good week.
Yeah.
Mine was way better after I found out I didn't need a new transmission. It was way better.
That's awesome, because when you need a new transmission, these fuckers try to get you to get a new car, don't they? Isn't that what they try to do? They try to roll you over and bullshit you.
That's exactly what they try to do. I mean, you know, people always say never go to the dealership. I've been going to the dealership for like the last 10 years. I mean, that's how long I've had Volkswagens or whatever. Never really felt like they were shystering me or anything, but they couldn't figure out what was wrong with my car, so they just decided to tell me that it was my transmission and it was $9,000.
Excuse me, Mr. Hutz. Are you a shyster?
How does a nice little girl like you know a big word like that?
Say that word anymore.
Yeah, I was going to say, can you say shyster? I don't know.
Shyster? Why can't you say shyster?
I don't know. People are sensitive.
It's a Jewish thing.
I really feel like they have bigger concerns right now.
Me talking.
I don't think they care. I think we can say shyster all we want.
A few moments later.
I just Googled it. It's fine. Steph can say shyster all she wants. And we're good to go. I'm glad, though, that you didn't have to pay for your car. My car is making a fucked up noise. It's just going to make that fucked up noise. That's just what it is. I'm just going to have to do that. So.
All of Tim's lights are on this thing, like check engine, slow tire. Every light you can light up on this dashboard is lit up.
Yep. It's like, hey, dummy, you got to get this shit fixed.
I remember when Tim had that BMW and I was so jealous. God. I was so jealous of that car. And then I saw it one time and it was new and it was beautiful. And I was like, oh, you lucky bastard. And the second time I saw it, it was covered in bird shit and all of the door handles were ripped out of it.
Yeah, it was a great car.
I don't understand what happened. How did that happen?
It's because I couldn't afford the maintenance on it. When I bought that thing, it was making $99,000 a year. We were on in Atlanta. We were on in Dallas, and I was making a lot of money. Like, I'm going to buy this car because I'm an idiot and I shouldn't have. But I did. Hey, RIP to my BMW and RIP to legendary actor M. Emmett Walsh, who passed away yesterday at the age of 88 years old. And I don't know. We don't normally do this at the top of the show, but M. Emmett Walsh has been in a lot of movies that we all like and TV shows that we all like. Most recently on The Righteous Gemstones.
Acting right till the end.
Yeah, he didn't stop. He did not stop. He has some interesting characters throughout the years. The Madman and the Jerk being one of my favorites. Die, you random son of a bitch!
Yeah, but the fight's not dead! He hates these cans! Stay away from the cans! Die, gas pupper!
Yeah. That mother scratcher?
Mother scratcher. He's doing a job over at 5 miles.
Bill Roberts?
No, not that mother scratcher. Bill Parker. We're approaching the wreck, and there's this spherical object resting in the highway. And it's not a piece of the car.
Yeah. Raising Arizona.
Got his... Well, he was in the Coen brothers' first movie, Blood Simple.
I got a job for you.
Well... If pays right and it's legal, I'll do it.
It's not strictly legal.
Well, pays right, I'll do it.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. I love that movie. Lauren Visser, Captain Bryant in Blade Runner.
It's not good enough. Not good as you. I need you, Dex. This is a bad one. The worst yet. I need the old Blade Runner. I need your magic.
Two lesser known roles. He was Harv in Critters. Critters is a classic movie. But he was a general or some sort of military officer in Escape from the Planet of the Apes. That's the one where Cornelius and Zira come to modern day Earth, 1969 Earth or whatever it was. And he's in that. and he has a stagecoach driver in Little Big Man. Very small role. But rest in peace to Mr. M. Emmett Walsh.
Using the whole fist, Doc?
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Fletch.
Arnold Babar. Isn't there a children's book about an elephant named Babar?
I don't know. I don't have any.
No children?
No elephant books.
Ah, that was a great movie, too. But he always did these iconic roles. So, he'd probably be a good guy. There's a great episode of Gilbert Gottfried's Amazing Colossal Podcast with him in it.
Yeah.
I think they shared it today on all your various platforms.
Yeah, he was one of the best 27 percenters.
What's a 27 percenter?
27 percenters are Hollywood's list of character actors that are always never the lead, but always there. Joey Pants is number
that,
one on
that
the
guys.
List.
He's a that guy. Yeah.
The that guys. I used to have a book, the that guy book.
I watched the that guy documentary, didn't we?
Yeah.
Hey, it's that guy. But I think that we were saying it long before those books came out or the movie. Yeah,
that's why they did the book.
Because everybody was saying it.
Yeah.
So yeah, we live in a weird world, man. Everybody, this is one of the shows we talked about last week in Views or Snooze. It's a documentary series. Yeah, it's on Max. Name of the documentary is Quiet on the Set. It's about Nickelodeon, which was a Paramount-owned network, still is a Paramount-owned network. Warner Brothers wants to buy Paramount. They hit a snag. What good way to tank their stock? Make a document? No, that can't be true. Dan Schneider, who we all remember from Head of the Class, and also from he was
Better Off Dead,
Ricky in Better Off Dead, was a producer and a writer on all these shows, created all these hit shows for kids. He has a lot of nicknames that used to be bandied about on Reddit and 4chan. One of them being Dan, can I put it, Insider Schneider. And it was fun, I guess. And people used to harass him on social media, Twitter, when it was Twitter. But, you know, I watched the first episode of this documentary, and I hope you guys did too, that it seems they're alleging an awful lot of things that aren't new to people who've been paying attention or have heard these rumors for years and years and years. But I'm starting to think that maybe it's kind of a hit job on him because he was a dick to everybody. He was one of those producers that was an asshole.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, he did like watched porn in the office and made inappropriate jokes with the women in the writer's room.
Yeah,
and maybe had
to fuck a potato.
He did a lot of kind of questionable shit.
Yeah, but, kind of. He didn't like women.
Well, yeah, but if you watch the whole thing, he ends up being not as bad as all these other people that were there that he didn't hire.
So these are people that Paramount hired to work
there. Yeah. Huh. There was like a acting coach, a dialect coach who was literally molesting people.
Did he molest Amanda Bynes? What happened to Amanda Bynes?
I don't know. That they talk about the Amanda Bynes show quite a bit, and she's like super fucked up now. So like some bad shit happened to her, but they don't talk about that at all in the documentary.
She seemed to be so talented and so good. On, you know, of course, I wasn't watching any of that stuff. I was in my 20s and 30s when that shit was on TV, so obviously not watching it. But to see her now, and I see her now because she's on TikTok, and it seems like she's been zombified. She has that tattoo on her face, and it sucks because she's got some problems, right? And nobody knows. Everybody speculates, oh, she's nuts, so people make fun of her and shit. I'm not going to do that, but I'm curious as to what could have happened to her to make
it. I think if there was anything that they could have speculated of with Schneider and her, they would have done it, but they didn't do that in this documentary at all.
And now he's out looking like the guy from he's lost weight, so, and he dyes his hair, so he looks like the guy from Home Improvement, the neighbor, or his buddy, the sidekick on the show. Have you guys
Richard
seen
Karn?
Yeah, he looks like Richard Karn, or probably a lesser known reference would be Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Yeah.
Well, if you watch the rest of the documentary, they get into these other people who were really bad. Drake from Drake and Josh show.
Hell.
Spilled the beans about being molested by this guy.
Yeah.
And he says after it happened that Dan Schneider was really there for him and like supported him and was trying to get him help and everything.
And Dan's been going around saying, you know, I did some bad things to people and I'd like to apologize, but you know, I think it's unfair to target him as a creepy pedo.
Right.
When they actually have people. So maybe right. That's to their favor that he's gone and they can go after him. Did you guys, Dustin, Steph, did you guys watch that show?
Yeah. I didn't watch it, but I listened to the Jeanette McCurdy's audiobook last year. She was on mm-hmm. iCarly, and she references him several times in her book, and she calls him the producer. Yeah. She never says his name. And, you know, everything she says, it leads up to the point where you feel like you're about to get molested, and then he pulls back.
Yeah. A lot of the stuff that he wrote and put in those shows was adult-themed humor, but...
They were kids, though. He's still a disgusting pig.
Yeah.
I mean, he is a piece of shit. It doesn't matter that he didn't actually really molest them, but he's still a scumbag because of the way that he talked to these young girls. He made them feel very creeped out, and he was intimidating and just weird and bizarre. I mean, when these girls are like 13 and 14 years old, I mean, he's a sick fuck, no matter how you look at it.
He was always trying to put his testicles on.
That's what I'm saying. You guys would never. Tentacles? That's what I'm saying. You guys would never treat young girls like that.
No, absolutely not. I wouldn't
that's
treat
what I'm saying.
Old,
he's a scumbag.
Maybe an old lady. Hey, lady, how you doing? No.
Well, the two writers for that he hired for the Amanda Bynes show. I mean, the stuff that he was having them do in the writing room.
Yeah, he was like, having them like pretend
bend
to be
over
fucked
and pretend you're being sodomized. Yeah.
I did think that who is that Noseboy character? I forget the name of that actor, but of course I'd never seen it. And then you see the nose and then the epaulets on his outfit. They look like giant brown dicks. And then he sneezes and they cut to his teacher or something getting sprayed in the face with snot. It looks like a cum shot.
And they did that to Jamie Lynn Spears too.
They did?
Yeah.
Multiple times.
I want to know what happened with her. Maybe I'll continue watching it. There's what, only four episodes?
Yeah, it's only four episodes.
All right. And it's on Max if you guys are interested. Do
you like
guys...
you said, Jeff, he was there for the guy who got molested.
Yeah.
You don't hear any girls speaking out for him, do you?
Yeah. Well, not to mention he hired those two writers and then he made them split one salary.
Yeah.
That's
and then blamed it on Paramount.
Yeah. Right. He said that there's a little graphic comes up saying that he wasn't responsible for the pay negotiations at all.
I believe him. Corporations are cheap fucks.
Yeah.
It's like he became the sequel of Ricky. Like he became Ricky in real life.
Ricky, this is Monique, the French foreign exchange student who'll be staying with us.
We must obey the proper speed limit at all times. A car is not a toy.
Mother is waiting.
Yes.
But like, while this was going on, every fucking producer in Hollywood was doing this exact same shit.
Sure.
This
sure.
is pre-Me Too.
Yep.
So Bryan Singer, isn't he the worst?
Everybody was doing it.
Bryan Singer was bad, but Harvey Weinstein?
Yeah.
Yeah, him and Bryan Singer. Bryan Singer was the hot tub raper.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He lured everybody into a hot tub and raped them, all boys.
Right.
And then Weinstein was the woman raper. Yeah. Those were your two big rapers.
Well, don't forget about Bill Cosby, but he wasn't a producer so much. It just was
great. At least you were asleep when he raped you. It was tender. It was a tender rape.
We're going to call that show. We're either going to call this show tender. No, we're not calling it either.
No, we're not.
But I want to move on and talk about, we have to do an obligatory Joe Rogan story. Don't we?
So we can get into that algorithm again?
I don't know if that's I think if people just love us, that's what it's got to be, right? But apparently Joe Rogan just had the most boring guest he's ever had, according to people. Ray Kurzweil, is that how you say his name?
Kurzweil, yeah.
Yeah. And he's like a scientist or an interesting guy. He was on episode 2117 of Joe Rogan Experience. And, you know, I'm watching all these shows now. They're these podcast shows that review podcasts and comedians. And I figured that we should do a show where we review the podcast shows that review podcasts. It's very meta and very deep, and it'll take a lot of work. But we're not going to really do that, but we might. Who knows? But this podcast, Cringe, talked about this guy. Now, this guy is a scientist or some shit?
Yeah, he's one of the go-to over the last 40 years. He's one of the go-to guys for alternate, you know, science and stuff like that. And
all right, 76. Yeah. You know,
okay. On paper, he's amazing. The books he would write, the stuff that he comes up with. But talking to the guy is like talking to someone on the spectrum who doesn't want to talk when he's talked to.
It'd be rare to find that. Did you watch it? Did they get high?
No, if this dude had a Capri Sun, he was rocking the evening. You know what I mean? He's very timid, this guy.
But Cat Williams, they were both fucking stoned out of their minds. That was a little rough.
Yeah. This one's rough in a different way. This one's rough, like cringy. Like the guy wasn't listening to what he was saying. He was just, if he didn't want to answer a question, he just would clam up.
See, I find that Rogan is one of those podcasts you can watch or listen to, and it's all dependent on the guest, and you can skip it a couple times, you know, it's just all dependent on the guest. And now that I know that I'm not going to watch this one, because, you know, it's usually too long. I mean, that's 3 hours, but it's not as long as, you guys ever heard of Red Bar?
Oh God. Uh-uh. You finally discovered this guy?
I finally discovered this guy, and it's because of the algorithms, but you've heard of him apparently.
There's lots of people that go into commenting on podcasters or commenting on pop culture and just going after the mean, cruel side of it. This guy is the king of that.
Yes.
That's all he does.
He does one show a week, and the show is 8 hours long. But he has this really nice studio. His name is Mike David. I don't know anything about him, and it's hard to find anything about him online. I've tried. And I mean, I don't have 8 hours I'm calling in sick. I'm going to watch Red Bar, but he has a show called Red Bar and it's on redbarradio.net. Might as well give it a plug. But there are tons of clips people post on YouTube if you're interested in something like that. But Dustin nailed it. He is brutal, and he does not like Bert, and he does not like, Tom. So I think I found my way to him because I watched that video. Sorry, Steph and Jeff, I know you're not shit. Two Bears, One Grave, the Crack Amico video, which I thought was funny.
No, I liked Crack Amico. I liked the song that he put out last month, that Never Be a Comic. That one's pretty good.
That one was good too. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
The whole legion of skanks.
Oh yeah. They love him, right?
Well, they created him.
Oh, I didn't see. Tell me. I don't know.
Yeah. Louis Gomez. This was just like somebody that wrote them a letter or something, and they signed it Crack Amico.
Yeah.
And Louis Gomez said, we're going to steal this name, and actually we're going to have a contest. We're going to find a rapper, and we're going to name him Crack Amico. And so they did a contest, and they had all these people submit songs, and then this guy, he won.
Okay.
And so they were going to change it up and every year have a new Crack Amico, you know, for that year. But this guy's so good that they've just kept him on the whole time.
I mean, he's obviously a huge comedy fan. I mean, he knows everything and everybody in comedy. And God, he is so brutal.
Yeah, that's pretty brutal. Jeff, did you watch that video?
No.
It's mean.
Check it out.
Yeah. You're a really big fan. And but Jeff's a huge fan of Bert Kreischer's stand-up. Enjoys going to see him live. I always loved Bert being on the radio show when I worked on the regular guy show. He's such a, you know, so much energy and stuff, even though he would get naked and show us his penis. And it was uncomfortable to sit there naked with him. But you know what? Who cares? It didn't really worry me all that much. But, you know, people are really, really hating on those guys now. I find it difficult to hate Bert Kreischer just because I met him and you know, I don't really know him and he doesn't know me, but he would recognize my name. He certainly likes to ignore my texts or emails. But still, I don't think he deserves all that hate. Anyway, that's just my opinion.
Well, people are jealous.
Jealous, or they think the hate for him comes from every realm of comedy. You know, Mark Maron hates him or hates what he's done. You know, he didn't like that sort of thing, you know, and that's the intelligentsia comic and stuff. But you know, you can like, you don't have to like everybody, but you also don't have to shit on people all the time. But I guess that's an industry now, especially in the podcast world.
That's the same crap Kevin Hart goes through. He doesn't care though.
No, Kevin doesn't care. He plays stadiums. So does Bert. I don't think Bert cares, although I think having his contemporaries come after him probably bothers him.
as big as they are and as rich now as they are, they still have those fragile egos that they have culled over the last 20 years. So it I guarantee you it cuts, especially Bert. Bert's wears his heart on his sleeve.
And did you see the Tim Heidecker interview with Tom Segura where Tim starts asking him about cars, and then all the people on his show start firing off car sounds like and it embarrassed. You can see the face when he asks him about cars. Segura's face just melts.
Yeah,
he's so embarrassed and stuff.
He's embarrassed because he has so many cars.
I don't know. I don't.
This whole, you know, Bert's not funny, Tom's not funny kind of, you know, hashtags that are going about. It started out being a joke, like the Bert is fat hashtags, but what's
Garth
happening
Brooks is a serial killer.
His fans are turning on him, Tom especially, because he's really leaned into this I'm rich and you're poor.
Yeah.
And it was the first time, and I've been listening to Your Mom's House since as long as I was listening to you guys start, you know, when I started listening to both of these podcasts about the same time.
For better.
And I've seen the podcast as soon as they got that new studio in Austin and Nadav came in and started producing it and everything. It just took a different direction. I mean, he is, you know, Tom and Bert are all about the money now. And that's
good.
You could tell that Tom's last special. Watching it and I'm like, what is going on? If he talks about eating ass one more time, I'm like, dude, you are almost 50 years old. Nobody gives a shit about you eating ass. That is some 20-some-year-old crap to talk about. Talk about crap that's more pertinent to your real experience.
Like having
to see your 50-year-old eating ass. Shut up.
Well, nobody can relate to having, you know, a $20 million house and 15 cars and
Eating ass.
Stop with the ass eating. Enough.
When's the last time you ate ass? Ready? We're going to go right down the panel. Jeff.
15 minutes ago.
Okay, great. Steph.
20 minutes ago?
10 minutes ago. Jeff was okay. You guys got together early. Dustin. 30 seconds ago.
Tim.
Yes. You want to know when the last time I ate ass?
Yeah.
Clinton was president.
1996.
That's about right. That's about when you should have been eating ass.
Yeah.
Those are ass-eating years.
We're not going to talk about ass-eating anymore.
No, more about you're trying not to let stuff fall out of your ass now. It's like trying to keep things in your ass. Don't let them fall out.
Let's just call it analingus, and that way we won't get flagged. People eat ass, but, you know, it's a young person's sport. It's you have a stronger constitution. You have a better immune system. You're less likely to get pinworms.
It's more about like, oh, what else freaky nasty stuff can we do? Oh, let's do this and throw that at the wall and see what comes back. Who knows?
I saw this in a movie.
Yeah.
Well, you're watching the wrong movies. By the way, I have a brand new podcast. It's the Bernie Sanders podcast. You can find it wherever you find podcasts. They did a big write-up about it on The Hill. My first guest, I don't know, some politician or whatever, but what we're really going to do here is we're going to break it down, talk about the issues. We're going to have Bobby Lee on to talk about all the sex he has. You know, who else we're going to have? I'm going to try to get Theo Vaughn, all these young people who also do podcasts.
Bernie, did you ever eat ass?
We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about why that's good. We're going to talk about why Donald Trump should not ever be president again. But we're also going to, you know, keep it light. We're going to have Bert and Tom come on, sample their vodka. I got a vape pen. We're going to be doing dabs. You know that ex-influencer, her name's Ariel Girl, or Ayella Girl, who just did a gigantic gangbang. She's been doing the podcast rounds. She was on, you know that guy? Who's that guy? Lex Friedman. He does a really long podcast where he talked to this loon, a yellow girl. She started out on My Free Cams, where I discovered her, and she did all sorts of cute, funny videos, like juggling her boobs around. And then I kind of lost track, and then I saw her on that show. But we'll have her on. Maybe she'll have sex with me if I allow her to pitch her next gangbang.
Who else will we be having on the program? Oh, by the way, it is brought to you by Blue Chew. Blue Chew, you don't need a prescription. I prefer that Big Pharma do things like this where you could just order it through a podcast. Just use code word Bernie and you get, you know, take a Blue Chew and your penis will be rock hard for as long as you need it. Now, I gave some to Chuck Schumer. Have you ever seen his wife? He definitely needs Blue Chew. Probably 7 or 8 of them. Don't put a picture up of her, Dustin. Make people work for it. I think it's cruel to point out how people look. I'm just saying. Also, we are brought to you by BetterHelp. A lot of people these days, because of Donald Trump, are suffering. Suffering. Did I say suffering?
They're suffering?
They can't sup because they're suffering. They're tired of having to, you know, wake up every morning and doom scroll on Twitter all day. Wouldn't you like to take a half hour to an hour of your day and talk to a stranger on the phone that you've never met, that you're not sitting face to face with, about your mental problems, that they're writing notes down and selling the data to people who can sell you drugs? That's what we do here at BetterHelp. Anyway, check out my podcast. Steve-O will join us in 2 weeks. And maybe Mr. Beast. Have you guys heard about Mr. You guys know Mr. Beast. He's really hot in our. I'm not. Like, do you guys watch him?
No, I don't watch him.
No.
All right. See, it's shit on TikTok.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's the most popular, famous influencer. He has 254 million followers on YouTube. Tons of TikTok. I mean, the guy is loaded. He lives in Greenville, North Carolina. Self-made and just super generous and very charitable. That's why I respect him. I don't know that I could watch his stuff. I really don't. I don't have anything against him. You got to like people who are self-made like that. And then they do really good things with the money. They bypass NGOs. He bypasses, you know, charitable organizations. He says, no, somebody needs money here.
Yeah.
He does some fun games for people to win big, big fucking money.
Yeah.
That's right. How about his new thing, which is an Amazon game show with over 1,000 contestants where the grand prize is $5 million.
Yep.
That's nice. Let's get on his network. We'll be the old farts, except for Steph. She didn't like it when we say that.
Yeah, I don't care. I'm over that now.
We are not going to talk about analingus on the Bernie Sanders show, except for the episode where Ayala comes on.
Have you ever been in a gangbang, Bernie?
I have. I'm a 70s guy. I've been to several. I would happily share my wife with 47 communists again.
Was there anybody else at the gangbang that we would know?
Leonid Brezhnev. Our honeymoon was in Moscow, and we had a great time. Now, of course, my wife and I did not partake, and I did not share her with Russians. But we did have all sorts of fun. That's all I'm going to say. And you got to listen to the podcast. Use code word Bernie at checkout.
News, trailers, and friends with Steph.
J-Lo apparently has not a big fan base in Atlanta anymore, and she had to cancel her show at State Farm just because of low ticket sales, which to me is a win for America. I feel like we're moving in the right direction.
You think so?
Yes. Yeah. Because she was a horrible singer. Horrible singer.
Her hits must have been manipulated then, the singing and the audio, because I don't remember any of it. Jenny from the Block, was that the song, the big hit?
Yeah, and then like she did like her whole little dance music thing or whatever. But I mean, her register is, waiting for tonight. Oh, I mean, anybody could do it. It's
Tim hates her because she dumped that Yankees guy.
Oh, A-Rod?
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't hate her at all, but I would have dumped A-Rod too. She's kind of a dope.
Well, it just tells you, I mean, we have a large Hispanic population here. Not even the Hispanics are going out to see her. Nobody cares about J-Lo. So
Puerto Rican, right? So who knows how popular she was in Latin America. What was the first thing she did? Did she play Selena? That was her big claim to fame.
She was a fly girl on Living Color.
I know that, but I mean, as far as...
That's what made her big was Selena, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. doing the Tejano music or whatever. So even though she is Puerto Rican, she did all that, which would be, you know,
cultural appropriate.
Is it just Atlanta, though, or is she canceled?
No, there's a bunch of shows.
Yeah, I think she canceled a bunch.
She needs to just, listen, if it were the 70s, she would be on Fantasy Island and The Love Boat. She needs to enjoy that she is a celebrity and she is famous and she has a lot of money. And I believe they're married again, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Not Matt Damon.
Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck. Mm-hmm. Just enjoy being famous. Be a celebrity. Do a singing challenge show. Do a reality show with other people. You know, do that because nobody wants to buy your albums and nobody's going to go see you in concert. So, you know, just understand that. Enjoy the fame. Your fame, you're going to be famous. She'll be famous until she's, you know, gone. And just enjoy that. Like a lot of people who can't sell out venues anymore.
Let me ask you guys, when you see Jennifer Garner come out with her Capital One venture cards, do you think to yourself, why would he dump her? I mean, why would he hook up with J-Lo over Jennifer Garner? Because here she is. She still looks as wholesome as the day she whatever. She seems like a nice gal. She's a good actress.
You might not be.
She might be. She's from Charleston, West Virginia, damn it. She is a good person. Salt of the earth.
Mm-hmm. Well, not everybody's looking for a good person.
Right.
You have a good person and you have your children with that good person.
Yeah.
And then you turn around and you have all your fun with someone who you lusted after for years before you actually dated her.
And so they probably are in their 50s and still eating ass.
Hey, analingus, please.
I'm sorry, analingus. Yes. So that's
none of that in your podcast. I'm tired of it.
No, I'm kidding.
So, did you guys watch this interview with Elon Musk and Don Lemon?
No, I don't like torture. Why would I inflict myself on that? But I know what happened, but why? Why you ask?
Well, I mean, he was supposed to be getting this whole deal with X for the show, and he upset Elon Musk so badly in the interview that he completely tanked the deal and told him no.
Here's why Don Lemon
Here's
why Don Lemon is a fool. He could have been a Shepard Smith type. He could have been balanced. He could have covered, you know, both people equally, both sides equally or whatever. He could have been tough. But he revealed his true nature during the Trump administration, like a lot of these people did. And he lost his fucking mind. And he said shit that I know he doesn't believe. And then he got fired, which I sympathized with him. He shouldn't have been fired. They found an excuse to get rid of him because he had low ratings, but he shouldn't have been fired. I don't care anyway. Nobody watches that shit, but he got a soft landing. He was going to go to X and do, you know, basically what Tucker Carlson is doing. And he could have been successful at it. But again, he pulled, I have to talk to Elon about all these dumb disproven things. And Elon's like, fuck you. You know, you're not getting a Cybertruck for free. No. He wanted too much money.
You think that's what it was about?
No. He demanded money and he wanted all this free shit, which I think Musk probably would have given him, but he was a dummy. And I think he did it on purpose, that he tanked it. And now maybe he can get his job at CNN back or something. But just a dumb thing to do, I think.
Tim will be singing a different story when he starts working at WSB in a couple of weeks.
They're not going to hire me.
They're all fired. We just hired Don Lemon. He's going to do 24/7.
So have you guys seen the trailer for the Steve Martin doc that's coming out on Apple on March 29th?
Yep.
Yeah, it looks great.
It looks,
watch all that old stuff.
It looks incredible. And, you know, they're calling it a documentary in two parts because he has all of this unseen footage that was filmed when he was young, before he even turned 35, that no one's ever seen.
Still had white hair.
Well, of course. I mean, he's had white hair since birth, practically.
Yes.
So they're going to show... they're going to do it in a then and a now.
Yeah.
So they're talking to him now and what his life is like now. But they have so much footage that nobody's ever seen, which is really exciting to me because he was so much a part of my whole childhood. Everything, when I think of people, when I was a kid, he's one of the first names that comes up every single time.
Me too. I remember watching Saturday Night Live with my mom and him putting the arrow on his head and all those things. And she was laughing. So I was laughing. And then, he, you know, those moments are what turn you into somebody who likes his type of comedy, you know, the thing, seeing your parents laugh at things, I think.
Yeah, the first time I laughed so hard that I almost died was listening to Let's Get Small.
Oh, you love that record. You absolutely love that record. Yeah, that had that great song on it. What was that song?
The grandma song?
Oh, the grandma song's funny, but the bees, obsequious and clairvoyant.
That's the grandma song.
Oh, okay. I didn't know it was called the grandma song. Yeah.
I remember my cousin Jerry, she was like 5 years older than me, something like that. She was in high school or in middle school at least. And I remember she would always go around and be like, I am a wild and crazy guy. And I'm like, what is that from? Because I didn't get to find out until I was probably like 9 or 10.
And like a guy came up to me and asked me if I was bi. Yeah, I speak a little Spanish. Oh, no, I took a little Spanish in high school. Oh, that's cool. We got some S&M people coming over later. Oh, Spaniards and Mexicans. Yay.
So that's going to be on Apple TV on March 29th. I'm not sure why. Popeye, they're remaking another live-action Popeye movie, which to me, the Robin Williams one it's kind of a perfect movie.
It's a cult classic, but it was not a successful film at all.
No.
No. If you watch it now, I mean, it's a great movie.
Yeah, it is a great movie. Robert Altman.
Robin Williams was great in it.
And it was ahead of its time because it was so surreal. People just didn't get it.
Yeah. And olive oil.
And if they film it, they can still use the same set. It's still
there. Yeah, it's still there in Malta.
Town. Yeah.
Really? They didn't get rid of it?
Oh, that's cool. That is a very cool little fact. So who do you think should play Popeye if go through that? You think John Cena should do it?
Will Smith. Hey, I'm Popeye the Sailor Man. Ha ha, yeah.
He'd just be slapping everybody the whole time.
Slap Pluto.
But they won't eat spinach, chili, like, what?
Like, I don't know, be careful.
Eating spinach?
No.
No, I wasn't going there.
You were going to say collards. You were going
to
do it.
No. Actually, I was trying to think of kale is what I was trying to think of.
Kale.
What if they made it a girl? Who could play the? If they made Popeye a girl, you know how they love to change things now. And
Lizzo, Cardi B, that lady from the show on NBC where everybody cried all the time. This Is Us. What's her name?
No, God, none of these women are muscular.
I don't care.
Gina Carano
will be Popeye.
Well, should be Pluto.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, she'd be a good Pluto.
And Dylan Mulvaney is olive oil.
That's Are we all in agreement this doesn't need to be done?
No, it doesn't need to be made. Who the fuck knows who Popeye is? Under the age of 40. Nobody knows who fucking Popeye is.
This makes no sense to do this. No one knows. Just
all Gen Z is going to ask is, why are they making a sailor movie out of a chicken restaurant place?
They have no idea even who Popeye is. I mean, I don't think.
When are they going to make a Betty Boop movie? Nobody knows who these people are. Popeye was done, except for the movie. All the cartoons of Popeye were from the 40s and 50s.
Do you know how much I love the movie Popeye? You guys know how I feel about musicals. I hate them. I absolutely hate them. Yeah. And Popeye fooled me I didn't even realize I was watching a musical. And still to this day, I will turn to my dog and I'll say, because he's large.
Hey, who played Wimpy in the movie?
Yeah, he's a that guy.
He's a that guy?
I believe he's a that guy. This story I put in here, and this is a real story that is affecting me, and it is the big hack that happened on Change Healthcare on February 21st.
Yes.
Change Healthcare is a company. They're a third-party administrator for a lot of insurance companies. We've been watching this on this side of the industry, where they are giving away control to where they're letting all of these little companies handle their payments, handle their pharmacy stuff, handle all their crap. Well, they got hacked. They got ransomwared. And because of that, there are actual hospitals that were getting so many payments from them. They're having to take out small business loans because Change still has not gotten their act together. And this is happening across the board. A lot of these insurance companies, they're finding these little offshoots to process their payments. So what happens is your doctor's office or your hospital doesn't get the payment. You can call the insurance company. There's nothing they can do about it because they've sent it to one of these third-party administrators who's not adjudicating the payment. Mm. So you're just left in this limbo of your claim not getting paid. You know, your doctor's office is hounding you or your hospital's hounding you for the payment because they're not getting paid. And it's all because they're relinquishing their whatever and letting these people. So they got hacked, and the whole industry now, they're all doing 2, 3, 4 authentication processes because of this. And it just kind of highlighted how much our government has just kind of like, they didn't even know. They didn't even know that a company like this is taking over the payments for several insurance companies. So they had no idea this was even happening.
So what's going to happen?
Yeah, there's no oversight. That's the whole point, is that they're just like, whenever this happened, and they're like, all these millions of people that are getting affected, they didn't even know this was happening. So anyway, this is some bullshit that is going on, and they're
you have to be like Tim and pay cash for everything.
Yeah, yeah. By the way, we're going to be working on that. The great senator from the state of Massachusetts and I will be working on that. But first, this word from Blue Chew.
That is a terrible thing. Fucking
it is. It is. It's total crap. It is total crap. And, you know, I have like people calling into the office sometimes and they start in and I'm like, yeah, because, and I just straight up tell them this whole insurance industry is a complete scam now. Yep. It is 100% a scam from top to bottom, and nobody's doing anything for you and you're throwing your money in the toilet. So if you can be self-pay, do it.
Listen, we can't take care of things that really affect and help people until we make sure that Donald Trump doesn't win. Okay, that's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say. Thank you. Thank you. Also, Richard Simmons isn't dying.
He is not dying. He is not dying. Thank God, even though he told everybody that he was.
Oh my God, I'm dying. No, I'm not dying. Okay, you're not dying, Richard.
He was just trying to get people all stirred up. That's all it was.
Yep, yep, yep.
Well, I would say, I would like to know what your guys' thoughts on this. There's a Detroit teacher. She just got fired for being a rapper. And her song is actually, it's kind of dope, I gotta say. It's pretty good. And she fought.
Dripping honey?
Yeah, dripping honey. And she is a history teacher. She's been a history teacher at this prep school for the last 7 years. And for 5 months, this one parent, it was just one parent who found out she was a rapper and saw her stuff on TikTok and harassed and harassed and harassed until they finally fired her. And so the day that they fired her, she came outside and her students were out there and they filmed a video with her.
Nice. You know what? I admire. Why would she get fired? Who didn't like it? Who is this person? Do we know who this person is?
It was a parent of one of the students.
Uh-huh.
One parent who for 5 months campaigned against her to get her removed because she is a rapper and has songs on TikTok.
You know what? At least she wasn't on having an OnlyFans page jamming shit in her body. You know what I mean?
Agreed.
Yeah. She's a creative person. She's rapping. She's like being a singer or being a guitar player or being a drummer or whatever. Fuck
that. She's pretty good. So, I mean, I think it's pretty sad. I mean, like she's obviously she graduated from a great school. She had her master's in teaching. I mean, she's not an idiot. She's just a rapper. And I think it is pretty crappy that they fired her over this.
You have a number. I need guests.
She should sue him.
She should. Well, she's talking to lawyers, but her name is Drippin' Honey. So check her out. Drippin' Honey 101.
I love Drippin' Honey. I love it. Absolutely love Drippin' Honey.
Guys, are you reading the online comments?
Gotta read some of these comments.
I'm loving your guys' comments.
You're reading your own comments?
Yeah, they're really good. I worked hard on them.
The secret is, don't read the comment cards.
Do you want to hear some YouTube comments? This is for your podcast, not mine.
Yeah.
Okay. This is in regards to last week's show. At Georgia Hog Fan, at GA Hog Fan wrote, Bert was awesome, but you should hear the post-Bert story. Am I missing out something?
Am I missing out on something? What was the point?
Yeah, he stole a traffic cone from the parking lot.
Oh, okay.
The one that's always sitting on the wall over there?
Yeah. Bert did a whole big thing about traffic cones that will probably be in the Netflix special.
Oh, okay. Was he recording there? Will that be in the special?
No, I thought they were recording there, but they were not. He was just working out new material.
And Matt Carter, 64. What's up, Matt?
Love Matt.
He said, I'm a ride or die dudesy fan. K cannot understand all the drama. I don't know what the drama is. Oh, the
AI drama.
The whole drama. Yeah.
They aren't doing celebrities anymore, but their AI video this week was very funny.
Yes.
His views.
Or.
Snooze.
Yeah, last week was Hendry, Manhunt, Quiet on Set, which we talked about.
I liked Hendry.
He was good on your show too.
Thank you.
Yeah,
he was really cool, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Did you watch Manhunt?
No,
yeah, I've tried to watch it, but I fell asleep.
Oh, it's great.
Is it? I think yeah. I should watch.
But I've You'd got love it.
Watching right now. You'd think I would because it's history. Yeah.
It's history and it's done like the people seem real. I mean, real. Yeah. I mean,
like authentic. Well, I am absolutely loving, and I didn't think I would, but I'm absolutely loving The Regime, the most recent episode as well. I think it's a great show. Anybody else watching that show?
Yeah, I've been watching it, but I'm still mad about it.
Yeah.
No, I've been watching Apples Will Fall on Peacock. What's that? Ooh, it's so good.
Yeah, I've heard good things about that.
It's very much like a White Lotus. It's got Jake Lacy and Sam Neill and Annette Bening and what's-her-face from Community. Allison, what's her face?
Allison Brie.
Brie, and it's great. Yeah, it's you guys would really, really like it.
I'm going to check it out.
Jeff shamed me out of watching Elsbeth, so I haven't watched that again.
It hasn't been on. They only showed that one.
And I'm still watching Shogun, which I think is great. And,
yeah, Shogun's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are the shows I'm watching. Oh, and the Gentleman, which I like. Now I still have to watch the movie.
Yeah, though. The Gentleman's awesome. I've watched like four of those already. I don't want to watch it all at once.
Yeah, same. We watched the first two, and they're so good.
Yeah. You know,
I love that the ganja lady, and I also love the guy that runs her operation. It's a really good show.
Yeah, it is. It's the best when Guy Ritchie's great.
Mm-hmm.
He's Madonna, so great.
Yeah, exactly.
What do we have this week?
Top Chef comes back this week. This is the first season without Padma.
Mm-hmm. Who's taking Padma's place?
I forget what her name is. She's a chef that you've seen on stuff. She had her own show where she would like travel to different cities and like search for food, like out
she
in nature.
Hot? Is yeah, she hot kinda. Like Padma?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to snooze on that one, just being honest.
I'm just curious to see what it's like without Padma.
I'm going to watch it.
Never been a Top Chef without her.
What city is it in, Jeff?
I don't know yet. But it starts this week. X-Men 97. Anybody going to check this out?
Yeah.
I heard some stuff about it. Is it stuff I heard about it true, or is it just a show?
Like, what did you hear?
I don't know. All sorts of, like, I don't know. Maybe I'm worried about it too much. You know, woke shit being introduced. It's the 90s. And so that's what I'm.
Yeah, it's a continuation of the 97 series because it didn't end. They cut it off before they could wrap the stories up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think it looks cool.
Yeah. I love that series, though. I loved that 90s series.
And that's on Disney Plus, too.
I'll use it.
Three Body Problem starts this week. Anybody looking forward to that? I haven't read those books.
Yeah. This was my staff. This is going to be my staff pick for this week. So
what's it about?
It's about when we get first contact, but it's nothing like any other first contact movie you've ever seen. It's really hard to explain. It would take you an hour to just give you an overview of it. It's so intricate. It's ridiculous. But okay. I mean, I want to see how they made it into a visual medium. It's kind of like it's as big as like Lord of the Rings size. Oh, okay. Being put into a movie, I was just excited to see, you know, good sci-fi. I mean, it should be like Expanse good sci-fi.
All right, I'll check that out. That's a views for me.
And the bonus viewers news, the Jake Gyllenhaal Roadhouse is hitting this week.
Yeah, that's a when I get to it type of
I'm
thing.
I'm definitely going to watch that. Probably
this looks. I was like, no, at first, but everything I've seen in the trailer
looks good.
It looks fucking awesome.
I know it does. I know.
And we
does.
Didn't get to this in the news, but I guess he's remake. He's got a mini series coming out of
Presumed Innocent, the wife.
Yeah, thing. So it's going to be a mini series coming on Apple TV in April.
You have to say that you didn't do it. Raul Julia. Alert. You got an Oscar for that, Raul Julia.
Yeah.
And
R.I.P.
I hope they remake Regarding Henry, too. Ritz. All right, time for some staff picks. Mine, I am recommending this, but you need to be very patient if you listen to it. The 100th episode of Harland Highway with Harlan Williams and his special guest, Kevin Nealon. I enjoyed it, but like, it's not for everybody. You know, you know, sometimes he has a guest and he just gets, they don't sync up with their improv.
Yeah.
Other times they really do, but this one, they don't really sync up. So
mine is a movie on Max, which I'm sure you guys have all heard about, that dream scenario with Nicolas Cage.
Yeah. Yes, I want to watch that. I added it to my watch list.
It's so good. And it's so him at the top of his game doing his weird crap that only he could do. That's what I love him when he does Nicolas Cage movies. Yeah. And that's exactly what he did in this one. And the premise is crazy. And it's just, it's definitely like a Magnolia picture circa 2005 is what I felt like I was watching. I loved it.
And that's supposed to be a real phenomenon.
Where people see one person in their dreams over and over.
Yeah, the same guy over and over again. The Y-Files did an episode on just that.
Yeah, the guy looks like a friend of Jeff's and mine from high school.
Oh, really?
Yes, he looks just like this guy.
Well, I really want you guys to watch it because you're going to love it.
Man, let the watch.
Mine is David Tell on WTF. What the fuck? Mark Maron podcast.
I like your disclaimer. Skip the first 50.
Always skip the first 15 minutes of every what the fuck episode.
Yeah.
And mine was the three body problem. That's my stamp pick.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Everybody check out Trambles, my Monday just audio only podcast. Going to be doing more stuff with that. I enjoy doing it. It's a nice exercise to throw up what's in my head. The Popcast, which is my WSB radio show, the most recent podcast version is my unedited interview with Phil Hendry. I'm going to swear here, Tim. Is that okay? I left that in. Coming soon this week, my guest on the radio will be, and by the way, it's at 7 p.m. on Saturday nights. You can listen in the Atlanta area on 95.5 or 750 a.m. or you can listen on the WSB radio app anywhere in the country. But if you can't find time to listen to the radio at 7 o'clock on a Saturday, which I'm sure most people can't, you can get the podcast the following Monday. My guest this week is an actor, former anchorman. He has a new book out called Anchor Boy. His name is Mark Pettit, and he was an anchor. He got started in Chattanooga, and he's just always wanted to be an anchor. He got fired from a channel in Atlanta in the early 90s for being gay. That's it. You're gay. You got to go. And we can't imagine living in a world like that because we don't live in that world anymore. And I almost forgot that we did once live in that world. And he was fired for that. But he's come back. He's in a ton of television shows and movies. He has an upcoming movie that he may or may not tease. So you can check that out. Also, TJ Miller, Aaron Weber, and a whole bunch of other people come. Hey, listen, if you want to get us on Patreon, get our Patreon only show, you can go to patreon.com/Tim Andrews and sign up at any level and you'll get access. This last week and this week, we split it in half, an episode of Remote Control, the MTV game show from 1988. And we had a lot of fun with that. We're going to do it again, actually, with somebody who was on the show. And we'll share that with you. We're going to do all sorts of fun shit. Watch cartoons, commercials, all friggin' sorts of things. And thank you for supporting us. You could also become a producer at the $25 level, and that will get you a TV. No, we're not going to buy you a TV. We will send you.
Looking at my old broken TV that has a crazy pink line running through it.
There you go.
TV not included.
TV not included. It reminds me of a funny Dusty Slay joke. He says he took a TV to Goodwill, and they're like, "We don't take that." And he goes, "Oh, you'll take it tonight." Anyway, if you come into the $25 level, you get a t-shirt from our t-shirt store, and also you get stickers and you get a doodle from me. I'll draw you something or I'll print out something for you and mail it to you. So thank you very much to our producers, Tim Slayton, Brian and Chelsea Smith, Jeff Peterson, Jim Fortner, Terry Fuller, Chris Chandler, Roby Neely, Kevin Jackson, Mike D, and the aforementioned Matt Carter, who left a YouTube comment for us. Don't forget to leave us YouTube comments. If you're watching the show on YouTube, leave a comment and we'll talk about it. And also feel free to rate and review us if you're just listening to an audio form. And if you're looking at us on YouTube, share it with your friends on social media and tell them, hey, you might like this show.
And make all your kids subscribe, even though they're not allowed to watch.
Right. Because of Steph and her filthy analytics. What's going on with Barkville?
As far as events go, Sunday, April 7th, we'll be at Caffeine and Octane again out there at Kennesaw Town Center. So please come out. We'll be out there from 9 a.m. to noon. And we have a ton of dogs or whatever. And if you can, just please donate to us. And if you're thinking about fostering now, couldn't be a better time to foster. And if you have any questions at all, you can always message me on Facebook about any dog. I will be glad to help you. I will be your liaison. I will do whatever it takes to help get these dogs adopted. And, just keep a canine. That's really what I want to express to you. Keep a canine.
Thank you, Steph. And the rest of you, Dustin and Jeff and all the fans of Analingus around the world.
Don't worry, we're not going to call the show Analingus, right, Dustin?
Yeah, I figured we'd call it Diddler on the Roof.
No, we're not going to call it anything. We're going to do what we've been. It is great, but we're going to be doing what we were doing, right?
Yes,
right.
We are.
Right. Yeah. Yes.
We're going to Dana Gould
ride the wave
on Saturday.
Yeah, we are going to Dana Gould, and we will review our Dana Gould experience next week. I wonder if he'll sign that picture that Matt Braun.
Yeah, I was going to bring mine, too.
You think he'll do it?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. Sometimes I worry that they're going to get mad. Anyway, it doesn't matter. All right. Until next time, please remember to keep it
canon.
Well, they say all good things come to an end.
What's that got to do with this show?